The tree loved a little boy. Every day he would visit her, weaving crowns from her leaves, climbing her sturdy trunk, swinging from her branches, and eating her sweet apples. When tired, he would rest in her cooling shade. Their relationship was pure joy. She gave freely, he received with laughter and play. This was love in its most innocent form, before expectations and complications entered the picture. And the tree was happy, Silverstein tells us repeatedly throughout this deceptively simple tale. This refrain becomes both comforting and haunting as the story unfolds. The tree's happiness comes entirely from giving, from being useful to someone she loves. How many of us define ourselves this way? Through what we can provide to others rather than what we need for ourselves. What begins as a beautiful symbiosis transforms as the boy grows older. Their relationship evolves from mutual enjoyment to something more complex, a dance of giving and taking that raises profound questions about love, sacrifice, and what we owe to one another. Is love measured by what we give or what we receive? Does true love require balance, or is complete selflessness the highest form? But time went by, and the boy grew older. With this simple statement, everything changes. The carefree child becomes a young man with new priorities. His visits grow less frequent, his requests more substantial. Money, a house, a boat, material possessions reflecting his evolving desires. The tree remains rooted, her identity fixed despite physical diminishment. Her love stays constant while everything transforms around her. This reflects the bittersweet reality of relationships, where people grow and change at different rates, moving in different directions while struggling to maintain connection. The visual transformation tells its own story. The tree's journey from vibrant foliage to mere stump parallels the boy's path from youthful energy to hunched elderly frame. Each separation grows longer, each return finding both more changed. We've all experienced this: childhood homes that seem smaller when revisited, parents who suddenly appear aged, friends whose lives have taken unexpected turns. Time moves relentlessly forward, transforming everything in its path. A clear pattern defines their relationship. The boy expresses a need, the tree sacrifices to fulfill it, and he accepts without question. The imbalance grows more pronounced with each encounter. She offers her apples for him to sell, branches for a house, and trunk for a boat. Each time, she surrenders a more vital part of herself while receiving nothing tangible, only his brief presence and the satisfaction of helping him. And the tree was happy, but not really. Her happiness becomes increasingly bittersweet, tinged with loneliness. Yet she continues giving unconditionally. This dynamic mirrors familiar relationships. Parents depleting savings for children's education, friends who listen but aren't heard, partners who compromise without reciprocation. When does selfless giving become self-destruction? The boy never forces the tree to give. She offers freely. Yet his unquestioning acceptance suggests entitlement, inviting us to examine our own patterns of giving and taking. Many interpret this story as a metaphor for parenthood, a relationship of unbalanced giving. The tree provides sustenance through apples, safety in branches, and shade for comfort, mirroring how parents meet their children's basic needs. The boy's playful exploration parallels a child's developmental stages, supported by the tree's patient presence. But time went by, and the boy grew older, and the tree was often alone. This captures the poignancy of empty nests when children move away. The tree eagerly awaits his return, like parents anticipating visits from adult children. Her progressive sacrifices mirror ongoing parental giving, financial help, housing assistance, grandchild care, and emotional support. Like the tree, parents give from their own substance, sometimes at personal cost. The tree's prioritization of the boy's happiness reflects parents' desire to see children thrive. Take my apples, then you will have money and you will be happy. Is this beautiful devotion or a cautionary tale? The story offers no definitive answer, instead reflecting our own family experiences. The Giving Tree presents a powerful environmental allegory, with the tree symbolizing nature providing resources and sustenance. Initially, the boy's relationship is sustainable, playing in branches, making leaf crowns, eating apples, all renewable activities causing no permanent damage. As he matures, his demands become increasingly extractive. He harvests all apples for profit, cuts branches for building, and ultimately fells her trunk. Each action permanently diminishes her regenerative capacity. This mirrors humanity's relationship with natural resources, our shift from sustainable practices to commercial exploitation. The tree's transformation from vibrant organism to barren stump represents environmental degradation. The boy disappears after each extraction, showing no concern for sustainability, reflecting humanity's tendency to exploit resources before moving elsewhere, disregarding consequences. When he returns as an old man to rest on the stump, we see humanity's ultimate dependence on nature, even after exploiting it. The diminished tree still provides what little she can, a warning about degraded ecosystems, or perhaps a testament to nature's resilience despite mistreatment. The conclusion delivers the story's most powerful message. After following the boy from childhood through ambitious adulthood, we meet him as an elderly man returning one final time. Both are transformed. She is now just a stump. He is too old and sad to play. "I have nothing left to give you," the tree apologizes, reflecting the vulnerability of aging. Yet the boy's needs have fundamentally changed. Unlike previous visits seeking material goods, he now desires only a quiet place to sit and rest. This evolution reflects the human journey from material ambition to simpler needs in later life. Connection, peace, and rest becoming most important after decades of striving. "Well, an old stump is good for sitting and resting," the tree responds joyfully, mirroring the psychological task of finding meaning despite physical decline. The boy sitting on the stump creates a circle of return, completing life where it began. And the tree was happy. The final line now carries genuine contentment rather than self-deception. The Giving Tree continues to resonate nearly six decades after publication because of its remarkable ambiguity. Is it celebrating selfless love or warning against self-destruction? Is the boy exploiting nature or simply growing up? Silverstein's genius lies in refusing easy answers, instead reflecting our own values back to us. Parents might see unconditional love, environmentalists, resource exploitation, psychologists, attachment dynamics. Perhaps the most valuable question isn't what the story means, but what it means to you. How do you balance giving and taking? What sacrifices have others made for you? When is selflessness beautiful versus harmful? In a world drawn to black and white thinking, the Giving Tree reminds us that profound truths often live in gray areas, in the complex dance of human relationships across time. Its power comes not from providing answers, but from asking questions that matter at every stage of life.